Welcome to Working in Teams, Unit 1B, Help IT Teams, Examples and Characteristics. A clear purpose needs to be established by the Health Information Technology team. Goal agreement in healthcare is often achieved through a common commitment to patients' needs or action that will improve the quality of care on the unit, in the clinic, or in other healthcare settings. Appropriate culture. Teams need to have clearly defined expectations and understanding about why they are a team. Good teams have a diversity of background and opinions that help them work through complex issues as they deal with their mission and tasks. And so the culture needs to be able to accept that diversity and move in ways that allow the team to outperform single individuals. Another element of original structure is specified task. It is important that teams know what the specified task responsibilities are for that team. And again, there will be individual tasks that will be part of the team work. But every member of the team must be clear on what their shared responsibilities are for those task areas. For example, the healthcare IT team that was working on DVT, there was a specificity of some of the team members that they were responsible for. And the goal was to have the medication clearly identified and through all of the approval processes for this initiative before they brought it back to the team in order to continue on with the creation of a large number of orders all in one place. Distinct roles. As was mentioned earlier, teams that are diverse typically outperform teams that are homogeneous. The value of the diversity plays out in both decision-making roles as well as in creating other forms of deliverables that the team will get involved with. Conflict management is a very important element of teaming, and it's conflict management, not conflict resolution, because you want conflicts to be dealt with, and the alleviation of conflict is in its management, not in its exclusion. So, as we work within teams, we want to clarify and be sure we understand the value of separate and distinct elements that can be played by separate and distinct team members. Leadership. Teams that have a wide variety of responsibilities and a complex task need leadership. And that leadership may come from more than a single source. If we have diversity in the team, the leadership will also be highly diverse. The leadership of teams should not fall necessarily on a single individual. In fact, there are many who believe that teams should be, quote, leaderful. That is, any individual on a team who is closest to the information at any given point in time, or whose expertise is closest to what needs to be done, should be in a leading role during that specific element or enterprise of the team. Relevant members. As well as suitable leadership, teams need to make sure that they not only have the right expertise on the team, but that they have the right number of members on the team. Size is a critical issue for teams, and it tends to be a very important concern when we look at health IT teams because there's a wide variety of both mixes of diversity of tasks and actual number when it comes to health IT. An example of this is how large a team can be to where it becomes unwieldy and you struggle to maintain that clear purpose and mission in order to accomplish the goal that was set for the team. We had a very large team set up for the implementation of one of the functional units, a functional unit being medicine, surgery, psychiatry, etc., that it was obvious that the team was too large and we had to break it down in order for the team to run quickly with the work that needed to be done. So we broke off smaller teams that had a clear purpose and mission in order to have the implementation stay on track and stay with the end goal in sight, which was to bring them up on order entry and clinical documentation. By breaking off the smaller teams, they had managed the work. They identified issues and problems that brought them back to the larger group, which then made decisions based on what was said to them from the smaller team. The final element in organizational structure area is that a team needs to be provided with adequate resources. These resources can come in a number of different areas. They could be the right amount of financial material, administrative support, equipment, and education or training, as well as providing safe and realistic environment that can help to facilitate their work on their project deliverables. One of the important resources that you must keep in mind to have on your team is someone who can address the educational needs once the electronic application or system is in place. Oftentimes, there seems to be the mindset that training is secondary to any of the clinical responsibilities for the clinician. Now we move into the second area of characteristics of effective teamwork, individual contributions. Before we highlight some of the basic contributions of individuals, we'd like to consider teams that you've been on. If possible, think about non-sports teams, but at a minimum, what sorts of things did you contribute to your team experience in the past? The first element under individual contributions is self-knowledge. It is important that members of a team have confidence in their own abilities and an understanding of how knowledge gained from their previous experiences can contribute to the products of the team. The second element under individual contributions is trust. You need to be able to work knowing that your teammates are clearly headed in the same direction and they're reaching for the same goals that you are. If you don't trust your teammates to be moving in the same direction, it often causes more than a disruption of your process. It can cause a complete failure in terms of your team's ability to deliver. In order for the team to move toward the end goal, you need to trust each other individually, regardless of social standing or professional background. Anyone who is on the team should be recognized for their ability to speak to the area of expertise, and that level of trust needs to be maintained across the board. The ability to have self-knowledge and to trust your teammates will lead to commitment. Commitment is seen as an individual team member's ability or acquiescence to give up some of their short-term goals for the good of the team. In the healthcare environment, having commitment, first and foremost, for your patients and colleagues on the various units and offices is the beginning of having commitment on the health IT team. The final element in our list of contribution characteristics is flexibility. Flexibility is the ability to have an open mind, to tolerate ambiguity, to cherish the diversity of opinion, and to basically be open and accommodating to the opinions of other people. It requires honest, reflective, and sometimes a regulation sense as we move toward helping a team to reach its goals. It is important for any team in any industry situation. In the health IT world, it's paramount to be flexible on a team. With the diversity of the team members, with the different areas of expertise that come together at the table, with a singular purpose and mission, for patient safety and needs, you must be flexible. Team processes describe aspects of interaction and patterns of organization put into output of a team. Team processes will be described in terms of seven characteristics: coordination, communication, cohesion, decision-making, conflict management, social relationships, and performance feedback. Coordination is very important. It is the first element under team processes. A team that is not coordinated is unable to clearly use their abilities in a way that provides optimal deliverables. Teams that are uncoordinated tend to falter because they are unable to make use of their individual members' abilities, as well as to combine their individual abilities into a situation where their products are greater than the products that all individual members could have developed. It's very important to spend time and energies in developing the processes and systems that will lead to a coordinated effort by team members. The second area to characterize teams under team processes is that of communication. It is important that teams, in one sense, are able to effortlessly communicate, but in another sense, to be able to communicate using technology support where there are complex issues that are being dealt with. Obviously, without an ability to communicate, teams would be unable to make the kinds of decisions that are necessary toward optimal decisions and products that they'll be developing. In healthcare IT, when the team meets at the team meeting, it's important to have clear, concise communication. For example, it's important to have team meeting agendas that are clear as to what the goal is for that particular meeting. Another important characteristic under team processes is cohesion. It is important that teams be able to work together in a fashion that leads to an articulation of purpose as they move through the various dimensions of their task performance. Cohesion is necessary for teams to function in that format. In fact, it's important as teams work that individual team members see their value, their individual contributions, as being part of that cohesive whole of the team. In order to reach cohesion, you need to make sure that some of the earlier characteristics have been taken care of. The size of the team cannot be so large that cohesion is impossible. The team cannot be so dispersed that meaningful interaction is difficult. So we need to worry about those kinds of dimensions, but cohesion is certainly one that is an important characteristic. This attribute acknowledges members' personal attraction to the team and the task. Members cooperate interdependently around the team's task in order to meet team goals. Another important characteristic of teams is that of their decision-making ability. Decision-making is certainly an individual activity. When teams are involved, it is important to work at consensus building, that is true consensus. A decision that is made that is in no one's worst interest may not be 100% individual acquiescence, and yet decision-making is one of the cornerstones of team success. Teams need to make decisions while they are working through a process that is understood and understandable. Another element of team characteristics under team processes is that of conflict management. We've already highlighted the value of teams in terms of providing optimal solutions, and they do that partially by being able to generate creative thoughts. Creative thinking is heightened by diverse opinions, but those same diverse opinions can sometimes cause destructive team processes. The ability to manage conflict is therefore very pertinent as we move toward addressing those kinds of elements that could lead to destruction or could lead to breakthroughs in our thinking. So sometimes it's a fine line, and that's why conflict management is so important when we're talking about team processes as a characteristic of effective teamwork. Another element of team characteristics under team processes is that of social relationships. This is an important area for obvious reasons. Teams are made up of people. People have the ability to be supportive and to show empathy. They also have the ability to not display those types of characteristics. For effective teams, it's important that those characteristics are highlighted as important behaviors on the team. The ability to offer assistance when others are requesting it, to share information, not hoard information, and to be involved in a mutual problem-solving environment are vital characteristics as we build relationships within team processes. In healthcare IT, it's interesting when you're on a team and you're partnered with other people and you're not really clear as to what their roles and jobs are. And when they share that day-to-day information about what their jobs are, it's insightful to learn more about your team members. Again, with mutual problem solving, that is just the team's purpose and mission in reaching their end goal. Performance feedback, our final characteristic under team processes, is an important element because it really connects to the ability for a team to do better than they could otherwise do without the feedback. The feedback mechanism should be one that not only provides feedback, but feed forward. That is, we want to look at what could become a better process or what could become a better outcome by the team itself, linked to their mission and their tasks. So the important element here is not that we loop into a continuous cycle by providing blame and warnings about task behavior, but that we're able to help our teammates and ourselves move toward the future where we are heightening the value of optimal behavior on future behaviors. In the healthcare IT environment, the performance feedback, as I mentioned before on an earlier slide, was that we continually have our feedback come back to the team in the form of patient safety reports that our work that has now been done by the team is improving patient safety in the healthcare environment, improving billing, improving all sorts of things that wouldn't necessarily have taken place if we hadn't formed those teams to have a successful implementation of an electronic system. A manager of a building services division once reported to a friend's criticism about teams by demonstrating how important and how empowered teammates felt when they were seeking solutions, giving input, and assessing the output of the kinds of things that they know as individuals would not be able to do. Teams also accept this responsibility willingly, and the results have been quite surprising. Positive outcomes include fewer instances of absenteeism, improved customer satisfaction, decisions that are made much more quickly, and problems that are resolved at the source of the problem rather than being escalated to other levels in the organization. Tasks are also completed in a much more harmonious manner, and morale remains quite high. And speaking of positive outcomes, we're confident that your time traveling through Health IT teams, examples, and characteristics has given you an appreciation for the characteristics of effective teamwork as they relate to organizational structure, individual contribution, and team processes. We hope that you have a handle on the roles of Health IT teams in the healthcare industry and that you have an appreciation for the value of collaboration and how that can impact Health IT professionals.